So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. Hello everyone, MC Lobsher here, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king, cash flow is king. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you the five most important lessons that I've learned in business over the last couple of years. I'm super excited to share this with you because I think this has been very, very, very valuable lessons that I've learned, and I think it could be of great value for you on your journey as well. So the first thing is that businesses only exist for two reasons. I've shared this on another episode. Number one is to solve a problem. Businesses need to solve a problem. And number two, they create an outcome. So they have to, through their products and services, solve problems and or create desirable outcomes for the marketplace. Absolutely cardinal. If you haven't listened to that episode, I would highly recommend that you go back and listen to it, where I go into that a little bit deeper. Number two, you have to build out a value ladder. And what a value ladder is providing value for people on their customer journey. So maybe you have one product or service that you're selling that people would purchase. And then once they've gotten a result from that, what is the next thing that they would need? So then you take them on to another product or service that you have, right? And this is a very difficult part in business, and it's something that I'm still working on personally. The value ladder build out, and it's continuous, by the way, and it changes all the time, is very, very, very important, because I've learned from folks on my journey that if you don't have a value ladder for your business, you don't really have a business. You just have a product, right? You don't have a business. So you want to provide value for your customers on their journey as they're getting results from the other products and services that you're providing them. The third piece is you have to build a distribution system for your business. If you look at phenomenal businesses that are out there, let's just use Starbucks. They have a distribution system, which is their stores, right? So there's many different things that can be used as a distribution system, like an email list is a distribution system, right? It's simply a system of how to get your products and services in front of your dream prospects. So there's many ways to do it. You can build it out yourself through email lists, or you can partner with other people which already have audiences and already are in front of your dream prospects. So there, it's called the Dream 100 strategy, which at some stage I will do a podcast on in the future on that for you as well, because it's been super valuable for me personally on my own journey. Number four, make your clients and their results the hero, not you and your company. Companies that have made the main focus their clients and their customers and have made them the heroes in the overall company story, they're just a one step above everyone else. And instead of just saying there, we're great, we're the best, we do this, it's like, no, you know, Bob and Sarah are amazing. They did this, and these are the results that they have, and they're the heroes in the overall company story. The fifth big lesson that I've learned is you want to create products and services and overall offers that will get people results and outcomes, right? Don't just businesses that just sell products, maybe they'll stick around, or maybe in this new economy they won't. You're going to have to do better than that. So you want to create products and services and offers that get people results, because we are in a results economy, And maybe it was a little bit softer, I would say, pre this global pandemic, which we're experiencing. But right now, if you're in business, you're definitely going to be results focused. You have to be, and you have to get people results. You have to. So you have to be in the business of that. Those are just some thoughts. Somebody asked me recently, MC, what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned in business? And I just said, well, you know, the last 5 years has been quite incredible. Here's five of them that I can name right when I'm put on the spot. I hope they've been valuable and they will be valuable for you in listening to this. As always, I appreciate you spending your most valuable resource, your time with me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all the amazing words of encouragement and the support that you've given me over the past, 4 years. It's been quite a journey. Can't wait to the next show. And as always, live your freedom, live your legacy today on your own terms.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.